One thing about Lincoln is it does have lots of live music. We have the gig guide every week where we tell you which bands are playing. Just occasionally, we get the chance to talk to these bands, find out a little about them. Gorilla Fiction are playing at the Barnwood event at the weekend. And earlier on this week, I managed to catch up with the five band members. It was an interesting interview. I have to tell you this now, because one was in Turkey. One was in her car, and the other three, I think, probably were in the pub, but they weren't admitting to it. So let's find out a little bit about our local Lincoln band, Gorilla Fiction. Well, three of Gorilla Fiction, Drew, Pink and Rick. Good afternoon, gents. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good, thank you.
Hiya, very well, thanks.
Now, I gather you've...
And yourself?
I can't complain. How did the five of you, I know we haven't got Alex and Ollie with at the moment, but how did the five of you get together in the first place?
Well, it's a long story.
Yeah, we got quite a few stories. Obviously, me and Rick met. I came down to Rick's house, and then Rick and Pig have been friends for quite a long time.
Yeah, we've been known each other about 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years plus.
The most rock and roll story, though, is how we met Alex. I'll let Rick explain that.
Yeah, I got two jobs. My main job, I work in the building trade, but on the side, I was doing taxi driving. So one day, I was driving down Linda Mill. As I was in a minibus, I could see through the back windscreen of the car in front of me, and I could see this lass singing, waving her arms around. So I pulls alongside her because it's at traffic lights, and wind the window down. I could hear her, and I goes, "You've got an awesome voice." And she's like, "Oh, really?" I says, "Are you in a band?" She says, "No, do you want to be?" And she's like, "Yeah." So we swapped some details, and then me, her and Drew met up at the pub, and then went back to mine, and we jammed about eight songs, and the rest of it's history from there, really.
Well, I guess that's one way to pick up a lady. Should we find out what Alex's take on how she joined the band is? Would you like to give me your version of events?
Yeah, absolutely. No problem at all. So let me set the scene for you. I love singing. I adore singing, but I love singing in the car and when no one else can hear me. So there I was in the car. I happened to have the windows down because it was a warm day, and I was singing away at the top of my voice, dancing around in a traffic jam. And this taxi was behind me, and I thought, oh no, they can hear me, but oh well, never mind. And anyway, at the traffic lights, they pulled up next to me, this taxi, and the windows were down. And our guitarist, one of our guitarists, Rick, leant out and went, "You've got a great voice. Do you want to come and audition for our band?" And I was like, "What? Really?" Went all shy. And
you didn't blush.
I did. And I said to him, sure, because I thought this is never going to happen. Anyway, so I gave him my name, and I thought he'll never contact me. And he did, and we met. So Rick and I and Drew all met up in the pub, had a chat about our kind of kind of music we liked. And I remember to ask them what kind of music it was, because I don't know if you've seen Rick, but he looks like a rocker, and so does Drew. And I happened to be singing Mariah Carey at the time, so I was like, "What kind of band is it?" And they said, "It's a rock and funk band. Let's play some music. Let's see what you think." And and they let me in.
Now, I've just been talking with Alex about how she got involved with the band. I'm guessing you weren't parked in your car somewhere and they wound down a window and said to you, "Do you want to join the band?" How did you get involved?
So Rick knows my drumming teacher, and then they were looking for a drummer. So he messaged my drumming teacher, and then I got recommended for it. So then I went and tried out for it.
Not quite as exciting as having a window wound down at the bottom of Lindham Hill, is it?
No.
You're having the job of keeping in order Pig, Rick, Drew. How difficult is that as the man with the beat in the band?
Well, sometimes it can be quite difficult to play along with everyone, but me and Drew sort of get into a rhythm and keep everything going.
So how would you describe your style of music then?
Well, it's a bit
prog funk punk.
Prog funk punk. That's an interesting...
Very much a mix.
I was going to say, it's an interesting concept, that. It's almost sort of high heels, glitter, and a bit of Johnny Rotten thrown in for good measure.
Yeah, lots of energy.
Yeah.
And when you're on stage, you know, how does it feel? There's you and four rockers behind you. You know, you're a Mariah Carey, and there they are, four rockers behind you. What effect does that have on you?
Oh, to be fair, I'm a big rocker at heart, really. I happen to have been singing Mariah Carey at the time, but I love all sorts of different kind of music, and rock is my biggest, like, influence fan. I'm a biggest fan of rock, so I'm a rock chick at heart too. So it feels great to be singing, like, with the band and performing our own songs and our own original music and writing songs together. It's such an honour and a pleasure, genuinely.
So what would you say the style of Gorilla Fiction is then?
There's punk, funk, rock and some prog stuff, but I think the way we're approaching it, we should actually appeal to quite a lot of people, because we're mixing up lots of different styles, and even within different songs within our set, we play different styles as well. So it can appeal to so many different people because of different types of music we're chucking in there.
I mean, you know, when you think about it, and you say, how do you meet, and you say at the bottom of Lindham Hill, it does make that a very much a Lincoln band then, doesn't it?
Yeah, me and Alex met in traffic. It's crazy.
Now you're at the Barnwood on Saturday.
Yes.
Looking forward to that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Very much. Can't wait for it.
Oh, so excited. Cannot wait to perform. Honestly, absolutely buzzing for it.
I look forward to seeing you there. I should be there, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
You take care. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, wicked.
Excellent. Yeah, cheers, David.
Thank you very much. Rock and roll.